All right, okay. The piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and that you would put clothes in. Did you ever hear of an... what you would call it?
They called it a clothes closet. I know what you're thinking of, too. There was the old-fashioned wardrobe.
Chiffarobe.
A wardrobe, yes, but I think he was referring mostly to just the piece of furniture that has drawers in it that you put your clothes in.
That's a bureau.
All right.
Well, I want similar terms, mm-hmm. a whole scatter, right?
Because the other thing does not, they are two different pieces of furniture entirely. A wardrobe had a hanging space.
Like a closet.
They also call a chiffarobe.
The wardrobe is a closet.
Oh, I see.
The wardrobe is something that has... a top to it that you can store blankets in it if you wish. Your clothes go on the lower floor, but it's a separate piece that can be taken out of your house. Today they build them in your houses, but you can take it out. No one ever had a built-in closet, even in the 1850 houses. There were no built-in closets at all. The closets were wardrobes. They were wardrobes even in John Adams' time. I've seen them.
No, in Georgia they call them chiffarobes. Hey, you ever hear it called a chiffarobe?
Certainly. A chiffarobe.
My father had one for years.
Yes.
Well, I got to go.
Goodbye, son.
See you later. Nice to meet you.
My many grateful appreciation until Christmas when I can give you something better. Maybe a bottle of whiskey.
Damn, they drive me crazy.
You're on tape, dear.
Now, I just want to hear what different terms that you would call, like, these tables and chairs, what we've been talking about. What would you...
Furniture.
Do any other names that you can think of?
Furnishings. House furnishings. I know no other thing that I would call them.
Appurtenances.
No, I've never heard that before.
There are things that you hang on a window to keep the light out.
Shades.
Yeah, what would
they
you call
used it? Shades in the old days. They also used matchstick shades and matchstick curtains that would go up and down. They used mostly those heavy velvet drapes. Heavy, that would keep out the air and the sunlight. But in the earliest days, they used blinds on the exterior of the homes, and they closed the blinds first. Then they had shutters that closed out all the air and light, because they didn't believe in air and light. Shutters and blinds would close those things out in the very early days. Then in later days, they had the windows, the 8 glass windows. And then they would have... Possibly grates in the Spanish days, the grates. Sometimes the iron grates, sometimes the wooden grates through which you would stand and visit with your sweetheart. That's as close as you'd get to.
That's me.